Case number 2211, Indian River School District.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a special needs school to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, containing 32.43 acres more or less. The property is lying on the east side of Patriots Way, approximately 0.73 miles south of Zor Road. The 911 address is not available. The tax parcel ID is District 133, Map 7, Parcel 8.01. Staff would note for the record, we have a site plan, a DLDOT service level evaluation response, a staff analysis, and that's it. And we've received zero comments in support or opposition. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. Okay, is there anyone here representing this application?
Yes, good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of Commission. My name is Colum Diascanis. I'm a civil engineer with CDI Engineering, and we're preparing the land development plans and prepared the conditional use application submission on behalf of Indian River School District. We have Mr. Joseph Booth with the school district and Ken Fern from Fern Clint Daniel Architects. He's the architect for the project.
Okay, thank you.
And Ken also has brought some architectural elevations and renderings, if you so choose to say, to give you an idea of what the school will look like. The school parcel, it's was originally part of the Stokely subdivision, 860 plus or minus acres. We carved off about a 32.5-acre parcel on the north side, and it's basically located pretty much directly opposite Sussex Central High School. We're to the east off Patriots Way. It is for a special needs school. It is a pre-K through age 21. Very important public need that will be served here, and they're basically expecting about 250 students, 150 staff. There'll be 34 classrooms interspersed throughout, and I think 24 administrative rooms. Access is taken from a single road directly opposite Sussex Central's entrance. We had extensive discussions with Delta during the original subdivision, so the parcel was created via a record subdivision plan that was recorded last year. We had extensive discussions with Delta to make sure that we carved off enough area to support the school and access. We have been working, we worked them through the subdivision, and subsequently we have worked through the land development process. We have a traffic consultant, traffic planning and design, who has prepared a traffic operational analysis. Delta has reviewed the service level evaluation request, and we have a good idea what the improvements will be. There'll be a dedicated right turn lane that can fit within the current paving limits of Patriots Way. So we submitted the final traffic operational analysis. We have basically preliminary approval on that final, and we're proceeding now with the subdivision process. We have also met and talked with DENREC, so we're well along in that process. The reason we're seeking the conditional use application, looking a little bit of rezoning, is because it the AR1 zoning matches the characteristic of the surrounding parcels. The school, Sussex Central, was actually approved for conditional use previously, it's our understanding, and we're seeking the same. And I have Joseph Booth and Ken Fern to speak to any particulars, but that's kind of the basic background. And we have your traditional school layout we have a loop around road for drop off along the front, and we have a secondary loop road for additional drop off for events, and we have bus parking to the upper left. Stormwater management is handled right now with a wet pond, which meets the extended detention requirements of the Stormwater Management Code and state sediment stormwater regulations. We have one athletic field dedicated, an area for it, and we also, the current school is being proposed at 94,500 square feet, but we're seeking conditional use for future additions totaling 157,000 is the total that our traffic's planning for. And that's kind of the gist of them. Happy to answer any questions. And like I said, Ken and Joe are available as well.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. And Ms. Tompkins.
Maybe you said this and I wasn't listening. How many students for the 100,000 square feet? Or
250 students.
250?
And there's extensive program requirements. This is high-intensity special needs service that's going to be provided here.
So what type of needs are we talking about? Like blind or?
It's a combination. Yeah, there's a lot of it.
For the record, would you introduce yourself, please?
Yes. Good evening, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners. My name is Ken Fern with Fern Clendaniel Architects.
And you are a registered
architect? Yes, I'm a registered architect. Thank you. The school is accommodating a multitude of needs. A lot of the children in the school are in adaptive equipment of various types. There is some hearing, I think, hearing impaired, or some autism, and some blind too, I believe.
Correct.
Yes.
Awesome. That's great. Well, there's definitely a need for that. I don't have any other questions.
Okay. Ms. Stevenson?
All right. Now, will this replace Ennis?
This will replace Ennis. The current school is, you know, sufficiently undersized, and this will, it just doesn't serve the Indian River School District. It's for Sussex County. So
what will happen to Ennis?
Ennis is currently a Dell Tech building, and
right.
I believe the plan is to change that back over to Dell Tech's ownership.
Actually, Dell Tech will take it back, probably.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I was curious about that, too. I had some question as to the zoning, because we do have the institutional. Mr. Robinson, do you have anything to say on this?
Well, it doesn't preclude them from going forward with a conditional use. And I realize there's probably all sorts of moving parts with this, you know, with funding and timing and all that sort of thing. My only suggestion would be that once you get underway, you think about coming back in for the institutional zoning, because that's a permitted district in the area where you are under the comp plan, okay. Even though it's AR, you know, because we just put that in like 2 or 3 years ago. I don't know if time flies when you're having fun.
What we wanted to try to do was
get schools and hospitals and things like that into that district, so that if you're going for a conditional use, you know, the commission has the ability to put conditions on it, and it's conditional uses are really tied to site plans, you know. And so if you do a significant site plan revision, or if there's something you want to do that's different from a condition that's put on it, you have to come back and
go through the
car wash and all the stuff you got to go through all over again. Whereas with the institutional zone, you just come back in for a site plan, which is a lot easier.
Okay.
Not to say that typically the commission puts a whole lot of conditions on a school conditional use, you know, because we want it to be as flexible as possible, but, you know, just anyway, consider that, because it's
good to know that.
It's sort of what the county wants schools to do, and it probably works better for you guys.
Well, I think it definitely works better for the schools in the long run, because while this commission is likely to look very favorably and perhaps have very few conditions, that's not to say the future commission might have a different view. Mm-hmm. If you have the institutional zoning, you won't have to go through all that. And you can do that at any time.
Yeah.
It doesn't impact anything that you're doing on the site or anything like that. You can come back and apply for that that zoning change, you know, really at any time in the process, and it really won't impact you.
Would that also apply, just out of curiosity, for, say, if it made sense for Sussex Central being right across the street?
It would make sense to rezone them both.
Just something to consider.
Really should try to be in that institutional zoning, because once you have that zoning classification and you go to do an addition or something like that, it's just a matter of site plan approval at that point, because you are properly zoned for the use.
Yeah.
This way, if you do anything that deviates significantly from that footprint, you'll have to come back through this whole.
I understand.
Yeah.
That's good to know. Thank you very much.
As we enjoy seeing Mr. Booth, we don't want to put that burden on him.
And you all may be one. I mean, we had a hospital come through and do that. I think there's not been many that have availed themselves yet, because it's fairly new.
It's new. Yeah, it's
sure.
Quite honestly, folks are not aware of it.
Yeah.
Now, thank you very much. I appreciate the guidance.
Is there a sign on that drawing? Or on one of the drawings that they submitted?
We're not showing a proposed sign. There may be one if you want to.
Oh, let's see. Where was it?
There's basically a sign on the building.
We don't have one proposed.
It's all those little things like that you're talking about, right?
If they came back for an external sign,
one of our conditions that we allow
And we have done a number of schools by conditional use, so what we'll do is make sure that...
Okay, you got that.
It doesn't hold anything up. I mean, we're gonna go ahead and do this, act on this application. It's not gonna hold anything up, but I would come back and get it done, you know.
And it makes sense, it's that sort of a school compound now.
You don't have to wait until it's built to do it even. I mean, if you wanted to file an application tomorrow, you could, but you don't have to.
Well, the good news is we did carve it out, so it stands on its own parcel now.
Yeah.
That was...
Yeah, yep.
That should lay the groundwork for that.
Okay.
I don't really have any questions. I'm just curious. When I was reading through the package under the DLDOT, and I had to highlight it, they're making you pay the area-wide study fee?
State's paying the state.
Okay.
At least it's only $4,200.
That is...
I don't understand it, but it's just...
Okay.
It's what it is.
Mr. Mayors?
No questions, just a comment. I love your loop through for drop-off and pick-up.
Thank you.
Watching our older schools where parents can't even get in to get their kids, and...
Good to hear.
That's a wonderful design.
And it will be flush curb along much of the extent of that, so it's good. The buses can pull off and it'll be easy, yes.
Outstanding.
And the bus, this is it's a queuing situation in this school too, so they'll queue the buses and drop them off, so...
Nice.
It's great.
It does seem like schools are so much better designed now, you know, there's a lot more thought that goes in.
Well, they're designed for the way folks actually use them, because you have, at least if you have the right design professionals doing it, that's how it's done.
Well, in our day too, we had to walk...
We're lucky enough, Kay.
Yeah, that's right.
Hurricane and all that.
It's interesting, we often get, with subdivisions, asked about getting a shelter. What we really need to be asking for is a parking lot, because no parent drops their kid off anymore. You know, nobody's gonna do that. I didn't do it, you wouldn't do it today.
No, I didn't, and I wouldn't now.
So, that's a good design. That'll work.
Thank you very much, we appreciate that.
Okay, anything else, Mr. Mayor?
No, sir.
Ma'am, at the end, anything before?
I have none, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, all right.
None for me, thank you.
Counselor?
None, thank you.
All right, gentlemen, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that'd like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2211 Indian River School District? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2211? Anyone on the commission have any further questions? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. And that concludes our public hearings. Moving